services, it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Hope your weekend was sensational. We've asked Australia some really big questions. And tonight, the family who can best guess the answers will have the chance to win $10,000 and maybe even a brand new car. Let's meet tonight's families. First up, our carryover champs here for their fourth night and also $20,000 richer, the Langmaid family. Hot you are, Tess.
Wow.
It's been a dream run for you so far, hasn't it?
It's been pretty good.
Have you enjoyed it every step of the way?
Definitely.
Okay,
Lots of fun.
Remind Australia who's on board this winning team of yours.
So I've got my sister Cassie, my partner Phil, and my dad Rob.
Lovely to have you guys back. Ready to take them on tonight. It's the Aya family. I know, I felt it too, Vinny. Great to have you here. Would you mind introducing us to the other lot?
I'd love to. This is my younger sister, Vas, my father, Balram, and my darling mother, Mary.
Lovely to see you guys. All right, Team Captains, let's play the feud. Here we go. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. If you're sitting on a roller coaster, what might you see? Vinny.
People screaming?
You might. Okie dokie, Tess.
You might see a big drop.
You might see a big drop ahead. No. So, Vinny, pass or play?
pass.
You guys are playing. Do you like roller coasters, Cass?
Is it not too high?
So you just like, I'd like the real timid ones. The ones like for the under 7-year-olds, maybe.
Yeah.
So if it's too scary, you ain't in.
She's only tall enough to ride those. Oh!
How rude, Cass.
How dare she?
Rude. Sitting on a roller coaster, what might you see?
The view?
Love it. Is it there? Good try. Phil, roller coasters. If you're sitting on one, what might you see?
The rest of the theme park.
Let's have a look.
Yes.
Wow. This, for some reason, is quite a tough question, Rob. Yeah. We don't seem like we're getting a long way here. If you're sitting on a roller coaster, what might you see?
I'll suggest something seems straightforward to me. The track.
The track.
Yeah.
The what are you going on? Yeah. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Sometimes you just gotta loosen up and get into it.
Yeah.
Tess.
I know this would be me if I ever got on a roller coaster, but maybe people throwing up.
Always nice if it's the person in front doing it,
yeah.
Because it ends up on your face.
I'm thinking maybe people with their arms in the air.
Let's try that. No, second strike. Okay, the Aya family could steal, so have a think. Phil?
Well, I think I'm going to have to go for the actual roller coaster cart itself you're sitting in.
Let's see. 3 strikes. What are these 4 answers? They're proving quite difficult, Mary.
I'd say stalls.
Balvin?
You see nothing, close your eyes.
Cheeky, you're cheeky. Balram the tiger, Vas.
I would say buildings.
Lovely. Vinny, yours to choose. One of those options or your own.
I really want to go with Dad, but I think I'll go with my sister because I'm scared of her. So I say buildings.
We're going with buildings for the steal. Yeah! Congratulations, Aya. They take the steal. Remaining answers, what does Australia think? 6.
Ocean.
You could see the ocean. The sky.
People.
It is that simple. Well done, Aya. Family 45 is your lead right now. If one of these families goes on to win 5 nights in a row, and the Langmaids are on their 4th night, I might add, you'll be driving home the brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. The Outlander seats 5 with features including Mitsubishi's multi-communication system, dusk sensing headlamps, and CVT auto with paddle shift. For everybody playing along at home, want to play together? All right, let's do this one. Ready? Name a teenager's favourite possession. Let's see how you go, and we'll compare answers when you come back in the queue. Two families are still fighting for that chance at $10,000. Before the break, I asked, name a teenager's favourite possession. The top answer was...
Fine!
I'll empty the dishwasher after in just a minute. It'd be just like that for sure. Give me cash. Give me Vass. Let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Besides air conditioning, name a way of keeping cool indoors. Vass.
Cold drink.
Cold drink. Lovely. Cass?
Not wearing a whole lot.
To be specific, do you mean...?
Well, not necessarily in the nude. Just, if you're hot, take off some clothes.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, makes sense. Let's just de-layer. OK, good. Good. Ballroom's always cool, aren't ya? Besides air conditioning, a way of keeping cool indoors.
In the spa?
You hop in the spa.
Yeah.
Indoors.
Yeah.
It's a very nice idea, though. Hi, Mary, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Lovely to have you. Besides air conditioning, no more way of keeping cool indoors.
Use a fan.
You use a fan. Nice. A way of keeping cool indoors.
I'm energy conscious, so I had to open the window.
Lovely. Yes. Besides air conditioning, no more way of keeping cool.
I like to eat ice blocks.
Ice blocks. Yeah. There you go. Hey, Bala, I'm only 2 left on the board here. You guys are looking red hot right now. As red hot as that dynamic shirt of yours.
Thank you.
Besides air conditioning, name a way of keeping cool indoors.
A cool beer.
Oh! Second strike. Langmaids could steal, so they're having a think over there, Mary.
I'm going the same theme as my son and open a door.
Lovely. Ooh, 3 strikes. Langmaids, you get a shot here, Rob.
Open a door.
Just had that one.
How about you open your ears?
Yeah.
Anything else that you want to pass?
Yeah, cool shower.
OK, cool.
Hey,
that's
cool
not
shower.
Bad. That's not bad.
I'm going to have to go along the same lines of Rob and say, like, cool bath.
Yep, yeah. Lovely. Cass?
Just for something a bit different, I like stand in front of the open fridge door.
Beautiful. Tess, yours to choose. One of those or your own?
I traditionally go with my sister, but this time I might have to give it a miss and I'll go with the boys and say, take a cold shower.
We want a cold shower to get you guys on the board. Your points. The remaining answer on the board is number 7. Just block that sunlight and the heat right out altogether. It's 93-45. The Langmaids have it right now, but double point time. So give me Phil, give me Ballroom. Let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 6 answers are on the board. Give me a word you could use in place of... Hello. Phil.
Hi.
Hi. Nice work, Phil. Pass or play?
Pass.
OK, you guys are going to play. Give me a word you could use in place of hello, Mary.
G'day.
G'day is good and ultimately very Australian. Love it. Word you could use in place of hello.
Howdy.
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 Howdy to you. Lovely. You impersonate your father, apparently, a lot. So what do you end up impersonating?
Oh, it's his accent.
All right. So give me a taste.
Hey, boss.
So you love the raspiness of him.
Yeah.
The manliness.
He's like the Fijian Don.
Yeah. And is it true you have a very special Instagram account?
I do.
What
it's
is
called
it of?
Bill's Fashion Emporium, and it's basically photos of my dad and all the things that he wears on a daily basis.
Do you know what Instagram is, Balram?
Yeah, pictures.
Yeah! Hey.
Yes. Sounded there's no points for that answer.
Well done anyway. Give me a word you could use in place of hello.
I usually just start with a hey.
Hey, hey. Hey! Give me a word you could use in place of hello.
Well, we come from Fiji, we use a special word, but I understand Australians may not know it, mm-hmm. but I'll say, how are you going?
See if Australians have ever heard of how are you going?
Oh, Mary, Mary, Mary.
Give me a word you could use in place of hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. Second strike. Langmaids, get set for the steal. Vinay.
How about good day?
Good day to you, sir.
A very good day.
Very good day. Why? Let's have a look. Three strikes. Righto, Langmaids. Right.
I'm onto it this time, Grant. I'm going to suggest greetings.
Greetings. Good. Phil?
I'm going to go with sup.
I don't think you gave it quite enough enthusiasm, Phil. Have another try.
Sup.
Cass.
What's up?
What's up?
Tess.
I'm going to stick with the majority and go with what's up?
Sorry?
What's up?
What's up indeed? Langmaids! Yeah. Oh, nicely played! 275! Remaining answer on the board, number 6. Oh. Righto, 275 to 45. It's a cracking night of the feud tonight. If you love Family Feud, then you'll also love 10 Play. You can catch all the highlights and fun bits behind the scenes that we can't actually put in the show sometimes. And here's our official Family Feud game as well to play. Just head to 10 Play and all the details are there. Righto, triple points. Stick around when we come back on the feud. On 45 and having the time of their lives tonight. The Langmaids, who are on their fourth night, again on fire. 275 is their lead right now. The family who gets the 300 points in this round will get the chance of $10,000 in our fast money round, and we're playing for triple points right now. So here we go. Rob, Mary, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name something you might be on a waiting list for. Rob.
Surgery.
Surgery. Yeah. Lovely. Oh. Top answer. Pass or play?
Yeah. Oh, saying no.
No. Well, pass it is. You guys are going to play. Well done. Something you might be on a waiting list for.
I would say a wedding venue.
I love that. Let's see if it's on the board. First try. Bass.
Restaurant.
Restaurant. Yeah. Lovely. Yay. Another one.
A dentist.
The dentist waiting list.
Yeah.
Very nice. Mary.
waiting to go visit your GP.
So, yeah, a GP. Three to go, Vinny, and you guys are back in the game.
How about a new phone?
Love it. However, I don't know what I'm talking about. Second strike. The Langmaids could steal from you, so up to you to stop them, Bas.
Not that I've ever been on one, but a club.
A waiting list for and a club. No, third strike. Good try, though. Langmaids.
OK. Right. I'm just going to go straight for a car.
Phil.
I was thinking to be on a TV show.
Lovely. Cass.
A school?
Tess, wonderful options.
I'm going to stick with the sister and I'm going to say you put your child on a waiting list for a school.
You put your child on a waiting list for a school. Let's see if it works for the Langmaids and takes them to Five Nights of Play on the Feud. No! Well, Aya's grabbed some points, takes them to 234. Number seven. Specialist. Team has reached 300 points, which means we go to sudden death. Team captains, to the podium.
Good luck. Good luck.
Well, there's only one answer on the board here, and it's worth triple points. Whoever wins sudden death right now will win the game and become tonight's champion family. Best of luck. We surveyed 100 people, and the top answer is on the board. Name an Australian animal you can eat. Tess.
Kangaroo.
Is kangaroo the top answer for the win? Oh, yeah! Langmaids do the business and go on to Five Nights on the Feud and play for the car tomorrow night. Boss, Balaram, have you had a good day?
Wonderful.
What a wonderful night having you on the show, Mary. These guys. You gave it your red-hot crack and be proud of that score too, I might add. Nice work. You won't be going home empty-handed. You'll be taking a $1,000 gift card to share between you, courtesy of Prouds the Jewellers, where you'll find great gift ideas for the whole family. You'll also be taking home the amazing all-new Family Feud board game, available at Toys R Us, Games World and Mind Games. Nice work. They are the Iron Family. Langmaids, let's go. Oh. So far, you've won $20,000. It could be $30,000. But more importantly, you come back now by winning and by default being our champions once again to play on your fifth night for a car. Put your hands together. It's an amazing winning streak. Will it continue? You head back that way to our soundproof booth. We shoot for another $10,000. Rob and I next on The Feud in Fast Money.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Welcome back. It's Fast Money time here in The Feud, so let's see if the Langmaids can win some more money. You and Tess. Get 200 points or more between you. You'll win another $10,000. Tess is now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. I'm going to ask you five questions. I'll give you 20 seconds to answer. You've done it already a couple of times now. If you pass, we'll come back at this time and the clock starts at the end of the first question, remember?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Ready?
Yes, got that.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck. Apart from drinking, name another use for alcohol.
In medicine.
Name a place where you might find a celebrity.
Hollywood.
Name a rank in the Air Force.
Sergeant.
Name something you associate with the word basketball.
Teams.
Name a place where you might find a beanbag.
In a kid's room.
OK. Lovely.
Yeah.
Well done. Let's go. How does it feel?
That was a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
That was a challenge. At least I got five answers.
OK. Apart from drinking, name another use for alcohol. You said. In medicine. Mm. For its anesthetic properties, perhaps.
Yeah, disinfectant.
Maybe.
Like that,
yeah.
It?
Let's try that. Rob just did the highest pitched girly squeal I've heard in a long time. So a little surprised.
Oh yeah.
Name a place where you might find a celebrity. You said Hollywood. Survey says 30. Great score.
score for two answers.
Name a rank in the Air Force, you said. Sergeant, survey says. Five. Name something you associate with the word basketball, you said. Basketball teams, survey says. Zero. Name a place where you might find a beanbag, you said. Kids' room, survey says. 13, you're over the 100.
Nice work, Rob. Well done. Head back to the family, to the ball.
Well done. Dad's done his bit. You need 98 now to contribute your lot, and you've got $10,000, OK? I'm going to ask you the same five questions, but as you know, you're the second player, and it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds. If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you will hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Rob's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck. Apart from drinking, name another use for alcohol.
Cleaning a wound.
Name a place where you might find a celebrity.
Hollywood.
Try again.
Los Angeles.
Name a rank in the Air Force.
Captain.
Name something you associate with the word basketball.
A ball.
Name a place where you might find a beanbag.
In a lounge.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Nice work. You ready?
Yeah. Let's go.
This will be interesting. Apart from drinking, name another use for alcohol, you said. Cleaning. Survey says.
Good, 12.
Medicine was the top answer. That was Rob's. Nice work, Rob. Name a place where you might find a celebrity, you said. In Los Angeles. Survey says. 5. And Hollywood was the top answer, also Rob's. We need 81 now for $10,000. Name a rank in the Air Force. You said. Captain. Confident?
Fairly confident.
See if I can boost your confidence because it's the top answer! Yeah! Well done. We need 57 now from two answers to get you guys another $10,000 and take your tally to $50,000 on your fourth night. Name something you associate with the word basketball. You said... A ball? Hard to play without it. Survey says... 12. Hoop. Had you said hoop, you would have had the top answer. So we need 45 now from this final answer to get you guys $10,000. Name a place where you might find a beanbag. You said... A lounge. If we need 45 or more to get $10,000, it's going to need to be somewhere near the top answer to get you $10,000. Mm-hmm. Confident? Yeah? No? Yeah? No?
In the middle.
It's a big number to get, but not impossible.
No.
Should we try?
We'll give it a go.
We're looking for 45 or more, Australia, for another $10,000. Survey says... You have the top answer! Congratulations!